All right, guys, welcome back to another episode. I'm super excited because today I am recording with my friend. We are so excited. She has her own podcast and I have my own podcast. So we are so excited to finally be collabing, be here to record. As many of you know, I am Jordan. This is Enjoy the Journey podcast. And today we are going to be covering so much stuff. But I'll go ahead and let my friend introduce herself.
Well, hello, everyone. First of all, I'm so excited to be a part of the Enjoy the Journey podcast. I think that's such a cute name.
Thank you.
My name is Jaya. I also go by Mother J for my podcast. But I just think I'm so excited that we can sit and talk about this because I feel like we both have podcasts. We both have experience in a lot of the topics that we're about to talk about.
Much.
So I cannot wait to get into it today. But yeah, do you want to know like a little bit about me or just
Definitely. So part one of the podcast is going to be on my channel and then part two is going to be over on her podcast. So make sure to follow her. But yes, tell me a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your podcast.
So my podcast is called Child Please, A Mother Diary. So basically I am the mother. I'm just giving a spill of everything that has gone on, not just only in my life, but in my children's life, the people that watch me. It's just my diary, just explaining lifestyle. It's all about the lifestyle, just all about all of that. And it's that mother and children talk, that mother to children, you know, connection that we have with each other. And that's just how I kind of want it to be, like a family base. We come, we give each other advice, things of that nature. But yes, I just met Jordan actually.
And that's what I was gonna say, is it's just so crazy for us to be sitting here filming one of our conversations because we've had so many conversations that we just go on and on that haven't been filmed. And so this is going to be more of a conversation between us two, but definitely showing you guys kind of like the conversations that we have, because we talk about so much and we've covered so much just even in our short time of being friends, which is just such a great feeling. One of the main things that we've talked about is meeting people that are like you. And so like, I think that that's the greatest thing about this, is just being able to have a friend that's like you, thinks like you, and feels the same way about a lot of things like you do. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to film today. We do have some icebreakers to start out. And like I said, part one of this is going to be on my channel. Part two is going to be on hers. So make sure that you go follow her on all of her platforms as well. And we'll have everything linked and everything like that. But we're going to get into these icebreakers and just have our conversation like how we always
have it.
I'll ask the first one. We can kind of just go back and forth, bouncing back and forth. So first question is, are you a night owl or an early bird?
You know, that is so crazy because I feel like my job has kind of made me this early bird now, but I hate getting up in the mornings. Like, it is such a struggle for me to get up. The earliest I can do is literally like 10.
Oh my God.
Like,
why did I just tell somebody that the other day and they were looking at me like I was so crazy? I was like, I don't know what it is. I like work in the service industry too. So I'm like, maybe it's because I work in the service industry, but I cannot get up early anymore.
It's
and I used to be such a morning person. I feel like I used to be such a morning person, but then like, after years and years of going to school early and working, like, I cannot get up early anymore. 10, that's my time. That's my prime time.
That's when I wake up.
That's
when I'm getting up. I'm ready to go. But, like, those people that are just, like, 5 a.m., 6 a.m.
Crazy.
I'm like, I don't know how y'all do it.
Crazy. I have to wake up early one day a week, and that's to teach Pilates, and I cannot. I cannot. Other than that, I'm a night owl. So we're both night owls. But
okay. So the next question, this is a this or that question. So sweet or savory food?
So I would say, I think it would kind of depend on my mood. But more than anything, I would say I love sweets. I love a good something sweet.
I
love a good something
and
sweet.
And I'm one of those people that's like, okay, after I'm done eating, I need something sweet.
I need something sweet. I'm still hungry until I have something sweet. It's crazy. It's crazy. So my favorite food is definitely a savory food. But my overall, I think I would definitely do sweets over
sweet. What's your favorite sweet then?
That's hard. I'm like a candy girl.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm not a candy girl.
You're not a candy girl.
I'm not. I don't eat candy.
I don't know why, because when I was younger, I did not really like candy. And now it's like, oh, give me a few sour something.
Oh my gosh. That's so crazy. I'm not a sour person at all. Like, I don't eat any candy, which is so,
crazy. So what would you eat sweet? Are you like a cake, a cookie type of?
I'm a brownie cookie girl.
I do love a good brownie cookie too.
It's weird, but I'd be wishing I was like that candy girl, because I'm like,
girl,
I just
candy
all these people,
so
all these,
quick.
But I've never ate candy. I don't know why, though.
I think that's just me, like, you know, going in the going in the gas station and just grabbing something. Like, I love a good candy. It's not good for you at all. And also maybe mine comes from like so many years of wearing braces too.
I have braces too, so it's like it locks yes, you up. You can't do nothing.
Yes,
so, yeah.
And so like when I got out of braces, I'm like, I love a good, I love a good literally sticky candy. And what about you, sweet or savory? Are you saying sweet? Are you? I is that
I'm
your final
with,
vote?
I think I'm gonna go with sweet.
Okay,
but I'm like such a food girl, so it's really anywhere.
It's both. Yeah. It's a mood. Yeah, it's depending really on my mood.
It just
mood.
Depends on how I feel. Okay, go ahead.
So we can keep this short because you know we could probably say so.
We can.
So much.
We literally can't.
But if you could think of one piece of advice, so just a small little something that you could tell, advice that you could tell your younger self.
Oh, Lord, I would definitely tell my younger self. I would hold her and I would tell her that everything.
Hold her.
I would. Like, she needs to be held. She needs to be held. She needs to let her. She needs to know that everything is going to be okay.
Yes.
She's going to be successful.
Yes.
I think for me, when I was younger, I just really was always my own savior. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So I just need her to understand that she has that support system around her. And no matter if she doesn't think that, God is always going to be there for you. And you don't have to worry because you're destined for greatness. That's exactly what I would tell her.
Period. I honestly would say, like, literally would say the same thing. I was going to say, like, I would just give my younger self so much grace.
Yeah.
I feel like I was so hard on myself at such a young age for no reason. Like, literally no reason. I was so in a rush to do things and to make things happen. When, like you said, everything happens when it's supposed to. You'll get everything that you're supposed to. Everything's going to come to you when it's supposed to. Like, you don't have to do anything other than everything that you're already supposed to do. And so I think that that's what I would have definitely told my younger self, is I was, like, so hard on myself at 17 and 18. Like, for what? You know, for what? And then, like, what's so crazy is, like, now I'm, you know, older and I realize people older than me still don't have it figured out. So why was I trying to have it figured out, you know, way younger? So I would definitely tell myself, give myself so much grace and tell myself, you will get it all figured out.
For sure. So. Very, very true.
Great.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you a serial dater type of girl or are you a relationship type of girl? Which one?
Currently, I am single, so neither. But...
But are you prefer to be in relationships?
In life, yeah. I would say I probably prefer to be in relationships. I don't really do too much of the dating. I think the main thing is, like, I'm a very, very deep person. And so I don't, like, repeatedly explain. And I know, like, you can go on dates and be very shallow. Right. Like, I know that. But I'm not a shallow person. And so I don't like to get into, I don't get into all that. Like, you know, I don't like to be dating multiple people, going out of my way to see or make time for. Like, I got enough going on. I got more than enough going on. So, yeah, I'm not really, like, a serial dater. I don't really go out of my way to go on a bunch of dates. And in the grand scheme of things, I'll probably say I am more of a relationship person.
Yeah.
When it's a good relationship.
I think that, I think that's key.
Yeah, I think that's key.
Definitely key. I'm going to have to say, for me, I'm also a relationship person. You know, I used to be trying to be like, oh, you know, I'm a dater. Like, I just like to be out here talking to multiple. No. I think as we're getting older, we're more into our career. And, y'all, we will get deeper into this when we get into this, into these topics. Okay, but literally, it's just like you just learn that it's just better to be in a relationship, but also too, don't be in my face. Right now, I'm working. I got stuff going on.
That's what I'm saying. I have enough stuff.
So I don't need any and everybody up in my face right now. I don't need to be reintroducing myself, telling you everything that I do. Like, it's just
too
much.
I'm going to start lying.
Yeah, I am. I'm just going to start making things up.
I'm going to start making things up.
To just spice things up.
How far I can get.
Right.
Why not?
Yeah. And then also, too, I've just learned that I just don't need to have so many people having access to me and in my lifestyle.
Yeah.
That's just all about growing and knowing who you are.
Yes.
So,
and coming to, like, coming to is, like, you know, talk to 15, 16-year-old me, I probably wouldn't have said that I was a relationship girl. But, like, when you come to and when you are whole within yourself and all of that stuff, like, you don't need any of those other distractions, problems, things to deal with. Like, no.
Very true.
No. So, yeah, we'll both go with the relationship on that one.
Betty, Betty, true. Okay, go ahead.
Next question. This one's funny. A FaceTimer or a texter?
I am. I'm a FaceTimer.
I was gonna say that. Well,
but
first, I was
only with my friends.
Speak on it, because don't be calling my phone on FaceTime.
Don't
let me see. Speaking of, what? I want to talk about this real quick, girl. The other night, somebody that I have not talked to in probably 3 years,
okay,
or longer, calling me 2 a.m. Why are you FaceTiming me at 2 a.m.? Texting me, yo, hey, 2 a.m.
The audacity.
I actually have work. I have work. Yeah. I, like, why are you calling me? I'm asleep. Right. Like, what?
Like, people, why are you calling so me? Bold.
So that's why I say, really, in real life, I'm a do not disturber. Please don't call me. Please.
I realize you do have your stuff on do not disturb.
All the time. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I need to put you on my favorites because literally only the people that I care about are on my favorites. If you're not on my favorites, girl, it's a good chance, unless you're announcing that you're calling me, mm-hmm. it's a good chance.
But I don't be shy to push that announce anyway. I'll just be like, yeah, you're gonna get this
yeah,
message.
Yeah. No, yeah, my phone is always on do not disturb, yeah. but with the people that I love and I care about. Yeah. Girl, I made my mom get a whole iPhone because I was like, girl, we gotta FaceTime. Yeah. I don't know about none of that other.
Girl.
We gotta be able to FaceTime.
I just be tired of the texting, but like you said, it's generally just straight to my friends. Yeah. Like, just for guys, I just take my time. Don't be calling me all the time because they like to call me like that.
Don't call me like that, girl. And furthermore, why I'm not a texter is because I also talk too much, so I'm not finna be when you send me those audio messages earlier, I was like, thank God I'm finna be sending you audio messages all the time because I do not do the texting. Like,
I hate the long paragraphs. I'm just like, yeah. And I was just, girl, literally waking up this morning, I was like, yeah, I don't have time to text. I gotta send an audio.
Yeah, audio messages.
Yeah.
And yeah, and actually, if I don't answer my phone, just send me an audio message. I'll decide how I'd like to respond. But yeah.
Okay. Would you rather be your partner's first love or last love?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
Let me think about that one for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Adult me? Yeah. I'm going to go with last love. I'm going to go with last love because first love, mm-hmm. Being the first person that somebody cares about mm-hmm. in a different type of way or like that L word is a little scary.
It's deep.
Yeah, so I don't know. I would probably say last love, uh-huh. not first love, because sometimes first love don't last, and when it don't last,
right,
it gets crazy.
Girl, so that's a good
question. What about you?
I was thinking about it. I was like, which one would I be? But honestly, I think I'm going to have to go with last love, too. Yeah. Because I think with first love, have you really experienced life?
Do you really?
Like,
no, because you ain't had your heart broken.
That's
you haven't
saying.
Had your heart broken. You haven't hated nobody. Yeah. Like, you don't know, like, anger, like, yeah. none of that.
Like,
saying that,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, obviously the relationships that I've been in my life, like, obviously I would feel like those were love or whatever, but it's just so crazy. Like, would the next person that I'd be with, like, would that be my last love or would that be my first, like, real
true.
Love? You know, so it's just hard because
it's a hard one.
Either way, is it your first real or yeah. is it the last time you doing this? Because yeah. I'm feeling like it's going to be the last
exactly.
time I'm doing this.
Exactly. But I need to make sure that my last love is giving me their all.
Everything. No, literally everything. Literally
everything. Because that's what I deserve, period. Okay.
This next one.
I had to put that on there.
Please do. Would you date someone with kids or would you prefer to be with somebody with absolutely no kids?
Mm.
And this is like from this day forward.
Are we talking about the now? Because if we're talking about the now, I'm not dating you with any kids. No children.
No children.
None.
No children. No baby mama.
None. None of that. Seriously.
That's just truly how I feel. And like, once again, ask me a couple years ago, maybe not. And right. even, it's hard. I want to give some exceptions. Like, I want to say that there are some exceptions to that. Mm.
Lucky you, girl. I'm glad you can do it, for real. I'm glad you can
accept. I mean, I'm 25. So
true,
like,
true.
So, like, majority of people my age mm-hmm. do have kids. And then there's
that
people my age
sense.
Who had kids, you know, when we were 18, 19. True. So, mm-hmm. you know, your kids, preteen at
true.
This point. I don't know.
Now that I'm thinking about it, when it comes to age, yet for you, yes, because I feel like when I turn, like, 27, 28, I want to start having kids.
You know?
You know what I'm saying? But for me, right now, at my 22, about to be 23 age, I just don't have time to deal with
okay.
it.
Okay, and I'll say right now, but in the position that I'm in, uh-huh. no.
Yeah.
Because, like, for me, what am I doing with somebody with a kid, you know?
What am I doing?
That's why I say I would feel like maybe there mm-hmm. would be exceptions. Like, if you got a great relationship, if
true.
You're taking care, if you got your own money, your own this, your own mm-hmm. that. Like, because in my relationship, I would be strictly focused on the relationship, which means
right.
that I don't need to be with anybody with kids.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like, I feel like that's what that
and
means.
And when you have a kid, you have to give your soul, like, everything is everything. To that kid. You're not living for anybody but for that kid. And I want to make sure that you are the best parent that you can be.
Yes.
Because that's what that kid deserves.
Yes.
So you don't really need to be all up in my face right
now. You
don't
really
need
to
be carrying that kid.
You don't really need to be all up in my face. Like, we don't need to yeah. be too much talking or doing none of this carrying on. Like, you need to be... being a parent.
Yeah.
And so that's just the way that I feel. You would not be focused on your priorities. And I only mess with people who focus on their priorities. And your priorities are just other things. So
like your kids.
Like your kids. So probably your baby mama. So
right. And her too. You know, she's always gonna be a priority. Okay. So which one hurts the worst?
I'm so excited to talk about this. Go ahead.
What?
I saw this and I was like, period.
Girl, I had to put this one out there. Which one hurts the worst? A situationship or a relationship?
Ooh.
This was a ooh.
This one I feel deep down in my soul, like yeah. in my bones and in my veins. It's crazy. So in regards to how I feel, mm-hmm. I would say a situationship.
Yes.
I would say a situationship because you're not have we and I don't know if we've already talked about this. We've talked about so much.
Yeah,
stuff
we have.
We are not even looking at the camera, but we've talked about much.
We need to
talk about so. Look, we really just
no, we're not in here.
Yeah. So in situationships, it's just so difficult because nobody truly knows. You know.
Yeah.
Other than you and that person or whatever, so mm-hmm. nobody really knows how much you have invested. Mm-hmm. Nobody really knows what's said or mm-hmm. what's felt between you and that person. And furthermore, and not even that relationships have to be public, but with it not being public is you just really have to deal with a whole lot of other stuff mm-hmm. in solidarity, like in your own solitude. Mm-hmm. Like you don't get the opportunity to feel certain types of ways mm-hmm. or to express certain things to certain people because it's just a situationship. Why are you upset or why are you mad? But nobody knows the feelings and the emotions that are attached to being in a situationship. Yeah. Nobody knows how you feel about that person or what you and that person have talked about or anything. And girl, anyway, yeah. So probably like what hurts more is definitely, I would say, a situationship. In all of my relationships, like I've been the one who ended it.
Good.
So, you know, I've been the one who ended it. So it was like a decision. Mm-hmm. Whereas like in situationships, it's just kind of like, oh, well, that happened.
Yeah. Shoot. And it's just annoying.
Yeah.
Situationships are just so annoying. I'm so tired of this generation and just like all of this extraness because it's just so much. It's situationship, everything is just in the air. And that's why I feel like it's the worst breakup because everything is just, we don't know what's going on. We can't figure everything out. We're just sitting here in each other's faces. We're sleeping together. Like we're doing all these things.
We're doing all the things.
We're not in a relationship. That's what I'm saying. But not doing a thing.
But not doing, we're doing all the things, still not doing a thing. And that's just...
it's just empty.
It's empty. It's literally a void. Like, it's literally just space. We're just filling up space, filling up time, and what is the point?
Yeah, and I told myself, even after my last situationship, which I even hate that that's a thing now that we have to do that.
Because that we have to say
talk to people that are, like, older than us. They're like, what is
this? What is that? Y'all are together or y'all not? Y'all together or y'all not?
Yeah. Solidify
it. And it's crazy because a lot of the situation... and then that, like, that also is the conflict in it. It's mm-hmm. like... okay, we're in a situationship. What do you think we are? Because I think this, and what do you think? It's a miscommunication.
It's too much.
So much miscommunication before y'all are even able to get to the point of good communication, of a relationship, of all of this other stuff. Is so much miscommunication before that.
And that's why I was saying, I'm like, I'm not getting into that ever again. I don't even owe that to myself anymore. It's either we're going to be together or we're not.
Girl,
please get out of my face.
We're together or we're not. Like, I can't. Like it's emotionally, physically, mentally extremely draining to deal with something that is not nothing.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, what are we doing here? So we'll cap that, but even though we could probably continue to go. But last question. Mm-hmm. For this little icebreaker, before we move on to the actual meat of the podcast, would you rather be successful or famous? Mm. And tell me, like, if that has ever changed, like, if you felt one way or whatever.
You know, sometimes mine is very interchangeable. People find it so crazy. I do kind of want to be famous.
Yeah.
Okay. I be feeling like, how do I feel about saying that? But I do. The only reason why I do, though, is because I feel like I have a purpose that I want to get out to other girls that look like me. And so I always say this, like, for me, mentorship is just, like, my biggest thing.
Yes.
And I want to be able to put a word out there. I want to be able to be that person that these girls can come to, they can look up to, and that, you know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, I don't know. I just have always felt like that was my purpose. And I think as I've gotten older, I've been trying to figure out that purpose, and I finally have found it. Yes. And that's the only reason why I want fame. But I feel like I would be able to control my fame.
Yes.
Because I think that's another thing. People are not able to control how the world feels about them. We have the power.
Yes.
At the end of the day. Yes. So, you know what I'm saying?
And I think you always have the power of how people interpret. Not yes. how people interpret you, because people are going to have their own opinions and mm-hmm. whatever, but how people, like, see you, mm-hmm. what they are shown of you. It's mm-hmm. like, no, I'm not out here showing that I'm turning, like,
right.
which no problem with that, but, like, it's all about what you choose to do. So, like, even what you just said, it's like, you don't want to be famous mm-hmm. for partying or whatever. Yeah. You want to be famous because you want to be, like, a mentor and help. Exactly. And I think that, I mean, like, God sees that, and there's so much more to that. But, mm-hmm. like, I think that even just having that is why you're able to have the control and why mm-hmm. you're able to see it in the ways, because it won't be fame for fame. Mm-hmm. It'll be fame for help and for you know, for helping others. And, yeah, for a reason, for a very, very good reason. Yeah. So that's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's my situation. What about you, though?
I would say for me, it was famous or successful. Mm. I don't know. I feel like it, like you said, it changes.
It changes.
Now, if you were saying, like, rich and famous, I would definitely probably go with rich, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, I'll take the money, whatever. But famous or successful, and you can obviously be famous and successful, but success, we're talking, like, successful without nobody knowing
you. Yeah, without nobody knowing
you. And then famous.
Right, right.
No, I probably want to be famous. Then.
Yeah, see, it's hard. It's like I do want some people to know me. I'm not gonna lie.
You
like,
know, I do want a couple people to know me for good reasons, and that's why I think it's all about, like, shifting and shaping. And this is literally going to lead so good. I think I actually switched it up that question and put it last because it's going to lead directly into influence and what we're talking about first. But yeah, it's all about shifting and shaping the type of person that you are. That you represent yourself to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say online, even though, like, being online is not mm-hmm. the only way to get famous. Obviously, you can do things in the community and whatever, mm-hmm. and that can be a sort of fame. But, like, obviously, we live in such a social media world. So, yeah, I would definitely say, like, in the grand scheme of things, I definitely want to be known mm-hmm. for what I want to mm-hmm. be known for. Mm-hmm. So as long as I'm able to control that, then I'm fine with that. But if it takes, like, God, I always say, don't let me get famous and have a scandal, because I'm too blunt. I'm too open and honest, mm-hmm. and I'm not really ashamed of much. Right. So they're going to say, Jordan, da-da-da-da-da-da. Right. Yes, she did.
Yeah.
And yep, that was me. Like, yes. Yep, I did it.
Right.
So that's why, like, I'm just so, like, closely connected with God. Mm-hmm. And like you said before, like, the people around you and stuff like that are very important, because that'll be how you're represented,
you know,
and how you choose every single day. Like, you know, I think, like, what you do every single day in your line of work and like the people that you interact with in the community. And so, like, all of that is so important, because it teaches you how to do this.
Right, it really does,
you know. And I think I think your degree as well, that's what I was gonna say, like, the what you majored in as well mm-hmm. taught you a lot about, like, being in that spotlight,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And I've never really learned about being in the spotlight.
Really?
I just trial and error,
girl. Yeah. But that's how you know that it's natural for you.
True.
Though that's how you know that it's something that's meant to be for you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And I just feel like, for me, even with this, like, this job has taught me a lot. I'm learning a lot of things.
I know, girl.
I'm trying to put myself in that path now, because that's just where I want to go. But last thing about it, because I don't want to get too deep in it. I do also think we just need better representations of us. We need more people, more hustlers, more girls, like the Keke Palmers, the mm-hmm. Coco Jones, the girls that are, like, successful and famous, but they're also holding up their weight and doing good things.
Yes.
But they're still themselves, too.
But they're still honest. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's the thing, is, like, I don't ever, 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 regardless of where my social media goes, regardless mm-hmm. of what I'm doing in life, and I know, because I'm so confident within mm-hmm. myself, but I don't ever want to shift and change the person that I am. Like, I don't ever want to feel like I'm in an environment where I have to change to be somebody that I'm not. Like,
literally.
And I won't. Like, I literally won't. And I feel like, you know, in life, so many people do because, oh, that can make me more money, or I can do that. Mm-hmm. I don't ever, and I'm so strong, like, I stand so strong on that. I don't ever want to change the type of person that I am for any environment, anything that I'm trying to do. Because then I don't need to do it, because then it's not me doing it.
Then it's not you doing it.
It's not me. So into this first part that we really wanted to talk about today mm-hmm. is influence. So really just that, what that looks like, what mm-hmm. that means. But the first thing that really I just wanted to touch on is just, I mean, I can ask you how, like, we can both talk about it a mm-hmm. little bit, but, like, being confident in what you do and how you do it. So we have talked about not seeing a lot of other people mm-hmm. in Wichita.
Yeah.
In Wichita, not seeing a lot of other people doing mm-hmm. the things that we're doing. Mm-hmm. Being, I don't even know how to like explain it because like amongst us, we are just doing regulars.
Right.
We're just being, you know, right. But as far as like social media goes and
Hold on, Jordan, your hair is stuck on the grass. I don't want you to be in the, pull it. Oh, it's like all stuck on the grass.
It is?
Oh.
Like, that's because I've been throwing it
be
back.
Be careful throwing it. I was like.
I've been throwing it back. Okay. But yeah, being confident in what you do and how you mm-hmm. do it. So like self-awareness, number one, how do you maintain, like, do you feel like you're super self-aware? Do you feel like.
Yeah, like I'm super self-aware, but I feel like that's something that you already have to be as a Black woman, not even just trying to take it to the color and to the race.
Straight
but
into it, though,
just
for real.
In general, you just have to be really self-aware. But are we talking about in regards to like
social media, like what you post, how you, what you share?
Yes. I've started to like break down the walls a little bit, which I know I shouldn't, depending on my job that I have, but I've broke down the walls a little bit because I still want to be myself. I think my self-aware is a little bit different than like probably what your self-aware would be only because of the fact of my job. Mm-hmm. It's just the part that I'm like,
yes,
you know,
and the only, that's, you are, definitely. And I would say like more than anything, my self-aware kind of in the same way is just like what I do want to build business wise and how I do want to be seen in a business light. It's like, that's also kind of hard because I do want to get on social media and post videos and be authentic and listen to my music that I listen to and do my stuff that I would in my way. But I do also feel like sometimes I have to think about like, I mean, I'm not too worried about job opportunities because once again, I don't want to be in no environments where I can't be myself.
Right.
But, and that's why I love what you do because despite, I won't even say despite, but being in the position that you're in, you bring your own twist to it for sure.
No, I definitely appreciate you saying that because I think it was just so hard, especially because when they first came up to me and they saw my TikTok, they were just like, okay, so how exactly can we make it more news? And I was scared because I was like, I don't want to make this a news heavy thing. This is just not what
this is just my job.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to make it news heavy. So just trying to take your content and just making it a piece of you is the best way possible. Because I feel like I love your content so much because you're still being you. But I know that you were telling me that you were trying to figure out, okay, find your audience and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But still not losing that piece of you in something. You can find yourself in every little thing in life.
In literally every single thing that you do. I feel like I wish more people would you know, step out on faith and do things like that they're afraid to do, because like literally, you know, I've been making videos since I've gotten serious, I should say, like about TikTok and stuff like that at the beginning of the year.
Literally
since then, you want to know how many people have said to me like, oh my god, Jordan, you look crazy making video? Nobody has said that to me. Like nobody thinks that, and if they are thinking about that, they're thinking about me way too hard,
very hard.
You know, so in the grand scheme of things, it's like I just wish more people would be confident enough to step out on faith and do these other things. But also I do think it takes a very special person. Well, were we listening to that that podcast where they were talking about responsibility of influence and like what you share and how you share it? So I was listening, the podcast was talking about that. It's just like having the responsibility. It's like, no, everybody should not be in the limelight. Everybody should not have a following. Okay? Because we can talk about that. Like, we can talk about people with huge followings, with people that listen to them and take their advice.
Like, we're listening to you and this
you,
is the
you
stuff
don't know
that
nothing
you're
that you're talking about.
You don't know anything.
Girl, we could talk about so much. But yeah, responsibility and influence is really crazy. That's why I think it is so good, the both of us, that we are cultivating our social media and doing the things that we need to do to be the way that we want to be and be and represent, like you said, four people that look like us, four girls that look like us, showing people that you can be this way.
Exactly.
You know?
I think that's very important. People need to switch up the way they're putting their platform. Yes. Like, you know, things are just getting really, really toxic.
Really toxic. It's just you're putting like, a whole lot of your business. Yeah. Like, the way that I would never get on social media talking about, girl, a whole lot of stuff.
Girl.
Oh, there's a whole lot of stuff
right
that will never see the face of social media. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And if it is, it'll be when I choose to share that information.
Exactly.
And please believe it didn't happen. I done went through it. I done learned it. And now I'm here sharing
it
with
you. Because at the end of the day, and we can cap it right here. Yeah. At the end of the day, people are going to judge you by what you share.
Yes.
And so they're going to be like, oh, is that still that same person? That's like,
no,
well
changed.
That's not even me.
Well changed.
But the social media forgets that you're growing every single day.
I'm social not even the media same. is such a joke. Like, like I love social media because of what you can do with social media and because of the people that you can interact with and because of the people that you can touch. But social media is a joke because it's so, like, I could literally be on my story so happy, so jolly, so this, so that. And you may never know, like, other things. So, and that's for everybody. But we won't even go into there. But the next thing that I did want to talk about is, like, right exactly what you're saying is, like, people's perception, too.
Yes.
Because one thing that I had said to you was the main way that I stopped caring and started just posting was by stopping caring about people's perception of me.
Literally.
I just literally stopped caring about what people thought about me. And I never cared in a way of, like, I'm going to change myself because you care this way. But I just used to think, like, what do they think? What are they going to think? What are they going to say? Now I could care less. I do not care about anybody's perception of me, and that alone has made it so much easier for me to represent and be myself on social media, is because I don't care what you think, because at the end of the day, you don't know me.
You literally don't even
know me.
Don't know me at all. But another thing that is so crazy too that I saw, this one TikToker, he said this, and I was like, this is so true, and this is how I'm going to grow right here.
Yeah.
He was, like, talking about how his fame came so quickly, and he was like, it came so quickly because all I did was pick up the camera. He said, I didn't care how I looked at that moment. I didn't care what I was even about to say, and I didn't think or process anything that I was about to say. I just picked up the camera, and I was genuinely being me. And I was like, I need to just start moments where I'm just sitting here, because it'd be some moments where I'm driving, and I'm like, that would be really funny right now. If I, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I just swear.
Things, you know what I'm saying?
Even,
Just, he said that that's how he grew, is just being genuinely himself in that moment, not caring about how he's looking at that moment, because all of those videos were the ones that were doing numbers.
Yeah.
But the ones where he's taking his time, he got up, did his makeup, he did all this stuff like that, they didn't grow.
Yeah. I need to learn that, too. Yeah, I need to learn that, too. Hard. I'm very, like, private about my regular life. You know what I'm saying? It's like I like to keep my family private. Nobody really in my family cares or does social media in the way that I like, in the way that I'm present on social media. So I like to keep that, like, those little things I like to keep very private. So in real time stuff, I don't post, because I'm like, in real time, I'm enjoying those moments. I'm taking it all in, you know? But that is true, is those are the moments, like those moments that you're vulnerable, those moments that you share a little bit more. And I am kind of learning that as I heal from stuff, I'm able to share more. And I'm thankful for that, because I want to be able to share more. But I also, like I said, I've been very private. Now I'm not ashamed. So I don't care about talking about it. Like I said to you, it's like, I'll tell anybody my whole entire life if you want to sit down long enough and listen. But in like, in the grand scheme of things, it's like, I don't know, privacy versus, like, sharing is very, you do have to think about, like, people like people that are relatable. And more than anything, like, I think that that's what the both of us are trying to do, is just learn to be more relatable.
I mean, that's just what it is at the end of the day. People don't like that picture perfect lifestyle because nobody lives their life like that.
Nobody.
And that is why I'm a hard Cardi B advocate.
Yeah.
I'm not
going to do whatever.
Because she's going to, that's why she's so good now.
I mean,
despite everything that she's done, people are never going to stop loving her.
That's
because
so true.
Her.
I really forgot everything that she's.
Nobody cares about all of that stuff, because she's going to stay true to herself regardless.
Yes.
That's what it is. 100%.
Got to stay true to yourself.
Got to.
So we kind of already talked about, literally already talked about, like, the second part was like, what you choose to share and why, and privacy and versus being vulnerable. I definitely am still in a phase of my life where I just am choosing to be a little bit more private in what I share. And I think you too, because like, you can only share certain stuff and only say certain stuff when it comes to your job and the people that you have to interact with, which, nothing bad about that. Like, that teaches control. Like, that teaches you to control it. What scares me is the people who don't know nothing about control and just get on social media, just
just ramble,
girl. We'll talk about everything. And I'm like, who?
Yeah.
Ask you that.
Yeah. But also, too, people who do that need to also understand that some people just really don't care what you have to say, and they will use that against you to the ultimate max. So while you're posting these quotes because you're going through a breakup, nobody really actually cares. They're just sending it to people, and they're like, look at it. Look at her again. Look at her. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're making fun of you. You're actually pouring your heart out. You're going through some deep things, and they're just making fun of you. You got to find another outlet.
You got to find some friends. Find some friends. Go and touch some grass. Like, girl.
Something.
Okay, so yeah, so we won't even go too deep on that because, like I said, we're both kind of still in the phase of, like, being a little bit private, learning control, but also learning to share and be our authentic selves, which is hard regardless. being who we are, yeah. you know, whatever.
Very true.
So then the next little thing is like about relationships and social media. So what that looks like, toxic, like, or otherwise, how do you feel about like relationships and social media and like how they affect?
So is this meaning as in just like having a best friend coming up in social media? Like, give me more.
No, like being in a like relationship. Oh. So like, say for instance, you get into a relationship with a dude and he's like, actually, I don't like what you're doing on social media. Let's stop that. Mm. Or vice versa, where like me, I don't like dudes who are out here doing a whole bunch of like doing a whole bunch of, because what are you doing? You're doing too much.
Like,
you know,
doing way, way
you're
too
doing
much.
A lot. You know that they'd be like, oh, it's getting strict around here. No, it's real. It's getting strict. It's getting
but
strict.
But it is. But it has to be. I think
it has to be.
A little bit, about that strictness thing. It's so crazy because I feel like people are now starting to realize that more women are putting down their boundaries. And
girl,
they're starting to say what they want and
yes,
what they deserve.
And what they want and don't want.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, but more towards a relationship and social media, for me personally, leave the social media stuff for me.
Thank you. I'm the girl.
I don't want a TikToker, man. I don't need you in front of your camera.
Oh, my God.
Ticking and talking. I just don't. That's not for me. But you, if it's for somebody else, let it be for
let
somebody
else.
Let it be.
Else. Some girls actually like yeah. that. I don't like. Yeah. That's not attractive
But I would
to me.
Want you to also not.
Because are you working?
Do
you got a job?
Yeah.
Like, are you working? Or what are you doing other than. And I know because I work and I'm on social
exactly.
media. So are you doing that same thing? Or are you just trying to be on social media, trying to go viral, trying to do dumb.
Just doing dumb stuff sometimes. Sometimes it's too much.
It's too much.
But what I want my man to also be comfortable in front of the camera whenever I put the camera on you. Yeah, like, you know, you'll talk a little bit. But I just don't want you to be extremely media heavy because I'm already going so hardcore. Find your niche. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I feel about that. Yeah. And I was trying to think if there was going to be a no. Like, that's how I feel about that. I don't. And also, like, in regards to relationships, it's like now since I am building – you know, my own social media, that when I am in a relationship, I don't know, like social media, I feel like a lot of red flags, like a lot of things that people argue about and have problems with and all that stuff comes from social media. Like a lot of problems stem from social media. I want to get in a relationship and let's not even talk about social media.
Yeah.
Like literally, let's not talk about it. Mm-hmm. Let's not bring it up. We both know that I have social media, and that's that. Don't ask to be on my social media. That's another thing. And that's not even just with, like, people that I've been with in relationships, but, like, friends and people that I've hung around. It's, like, really wanting to be, like, oh, let's take a picture. Let's da-da-da-da. Make sure you add me. Make sure you tag me. Make sure, you know, and I don't even, no.
Let it be natural.
Let it be natural.
Support is just a genuine support.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to like beg you down to the ground. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, let it just be natural.
Yes.
And just let it flow.
Let it flow. Let it flow. Yeah. And definitely when it comes to like relationships and stuff like that, like that's something that I'm not even truthfully willing to have an argument about. Like, social media is something I'm not willing to argue with anybody about. Mm-hmm. I remember like in other relationships that I've been in and stuff like that, like social media being a big problem. And
so are you saying, what are you saying? Like, as
like
in,
on social media too much, or paying attention to social media too much, or like,
like
we're not talking about this.
Like, this is something that I want to do.
Yeah.
So do you even want to be with me if I'm on social media
exactly.
too much?
That's how
like,
I feel now. That's how I feel now.
But also, too, I also be feeling like, how much do you really know me? Because I don't personally feel like you're heavily on social media. I'm just doing what I need to do for my job, and then I'm done.
Then I'm done. Then I am so done.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and also knowing me in real life and knowing me on social media is two completely different things, and you should feel... like, it should feel good that you know me on a personal level versus just on my social media level. So, yeah, we're not talking about nothing that has to do with my social media. I don't have anything to say about that. Like, that's that.
Yeah. No period.
So, also, like, maintaining, and this is why I'm so strong and how I feel, and, like, boundaries and stuff like that, but maintaining core values. So, maintaining core values with your influence, with your social media, with the things that are important to you because, like, you still are you. You know, you still have, like, your self-love, your self-worth, your self like, none of that can be rooted, obviously, in social media. So, like, do you feel like it is hard to maintain core values despite social media, despite all the things that we're just faced with? Like, I feel like we're just faced with so much stuff.
Yeah.
It's, like, almost overload.
Yeah.
All of the things that we see and we're, like, left to deal with and stuff like that. So, how, or do you feel like it's hard to maintain.
It is. I feel like it is hard because social media is evolving every day. And I think, unfortunately, no matter how media heavy I am and how much I love the media is only getting scarier and scarier for your mental. And
so
I think
scary.
It's sometimes you can really lose yourself if you do not know yourself. Mm. You have to really know yourself if you're going to be in this media business, this media industry, just in general, because it could really get to you.
Yes.
Like comments, girl, even for my job, just people don't have nothing going on. They're sitting and they're watching you, but they are quick to comment on
everything
single
you do.
Thing.
Everything.
But you have to let that not affect you. You have to let that not get to you. It's just a lot that come with it. So you can lose your core values, but it's all about who you are and your stability, honestly.
Yes, for real. I think that's so true.
Yeah.
Knowing who you are.
Yeah.
Knowing who you are and realizing how many people don't know who they are.
They don't know who they are,
which
girl.
Is why they're able to go on social media and take up mm-hmm. all the, like, I saw this thing on TikTok that was like, just a couple weeks ago, everybody wanted to be Selena Gomez. Now everybody want to be mm-hmm. Hailey Bieber. Now mm-hmm. everybody want to be like mm-hmm. all these different mm-hmm. people. Or mm-hmm. even when they're like, oh, I want to do this like this mm-hmm. person or do that. Like, I, there's nobody, and I say this so humbly, mm-hmm. I may get inspiration from some people.
Right.
But there's nobody on this earth that I want to be like.
I can't find it. I can't.
There's nobody that I would rather be like, mm-hmm. you know? And so, like you said, knowing yourself is mm-hmm. like you have to be so strong in knowing yourself.
You really do have to know yourself.
Yeah.
You really 100%. Because if you lose yourself, you are going to do something, some crazy, crazy, crazy things.
Crazy
let
things.
Everything gets
Everything
you.
Will affect you. Everything yeah. that everybody says, every opinion that everybody mm-hmm. gives, every advice. Like, mm-hmm. you're going to be listening to so much outside. So, mm-hmm. like, you're going to be fed with so much. There's so much in the world. Like you said, social media is so heavy.
So
there's
heavy.
So much. You know, you're going to be faced with so much.
It's just too much.
Right?
Honestly.
Okay, so last on this influence uh-huh. part. Which we're trying not to rush, but we are on a little bit of a time limit, and we don't want to make this too long. So, and like I said, we may have to do like a part 3, 4, 5,
girl,
6.
No, like,
girl,
literally, like,
we
might have to, for real.
We really might have to. Girl, okay, so.
Oh, my God, it's 2:41.
Right? Jordan. Okay. let's just. How?
Wait.
Where did the time go?
Wait, when?
So next thing is staying motivated by yourself. What is one thing? Just one. Let's just stick to one thing. Both of us stick to one thing.
Right.
That we do to stay motivated within yourself. Or like how okay. or like things that you, whatever. Mm-hmm. You tell me.
So a great way that I can stay motivated, because I'm actually going through something right now, child. So right. I need all the motivation I can get. What I do is I am on my little being Mary Jane. Okay. I write down notes. I put sticky notes. I put them over my mirror. I'm reading them. Also, too, I have this book that I just got called, but it's like Confident in Me or just something like that, where it's just like 365 motivational quotes from a black woman and from all black celebrities. I love to watch that. I love to keep note of positive influences around me, people that I know that I aspire to be like, then I'm like, it keeps me pushing. It's like, you know what? If they can do that, so can I.
Yes.
That's honestly follows around the reason as to why I do want to be famous, because I want to be able to give those girls an outlet. If she can do that, so can I.
Yes.
Because little old me back in wherever I'm coming from or my past, I never would have thought I would have been here today because 100%. I didn't have no influence.
None.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think that's what's motivating me, is just to keep going. What about you, though, girl?
100%. 100%. Mm-hmm. So that same thing is just like my daily habits uh-huh. Is what I'm realizing. It's like it's a daily thing to be motivated, to be confident, to be strong. Mm-hmm. Like it's a daily thing. So every single day, what am I doing to be more in tune with myself and to be more in tune with like the goals that I have for myself? I would say like I am definitely a pen and paper type of person, old school pen and paper. Like I need to see things visibly on a piece of paper to know that I'm accomplishing them. So I would definitely say that. And then I would say more than anything, like my family. So like you said, it's like all the things that I went through, all the things that I've came from, and knowing that like I want to give not just my family now, but like the family that I'm going to create so much better and so much more. And so definitely keeping all of those things in mind through everything that I'm doing, like what is what I'm doing right now, or how is what I'm doing right now preparing me for what's to come,
preparing me
for my future. So
now when you say written out, are you talking about you do journals?
Yes.
Like, okay.
So I journal. I, like, even my goals, like, my daily goals, or, like, weekly goals, monthly goals, yearly goals, I put it all down on paper at the beginning of this year. I made, like, a long, like, I wrote for hours just about everything that I want to see happen this year. And then I also, like I said, do those daily practices every single day. So whether that be, like, literally just a to-do list of, like, these are all the things. And I'm crazy. Like, I put everything on my to-do list. If it's, like, I need to do this for this person, or I need to go run this errand, or I need to literally sit down for 30 minutes and have solitude time. Like, I put everything on a to-do list. And so making sure I'm just staying very strong and, like, not letting my environment affect anything like that. I don't let my environment affect anything that's, like, coming. So, like, yes, things are happening to me. And like you said, it's like I'm going through stuff right now, but I am also always on my second side of my brain, focused on the future. So staying motivated.
And another way to stay motivated, too, and to keep it short, is to also let you know that you're going to get out of every single last situation that you're in. 100%. When you're a blessed individual, it's gonna everything's going to work out for you. Yes, you may hit your downtimes. Things get hard. Things get rough. But always think about you're in the position that you prayed for.
Yes.
So obviously things are going to work out. Yeah, you're in the position that you prayed for. Don't freak out. That's what keeps you motivated, is that you got here some way, somehow, because you prayed for it. So it's going to work out.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. This next part that we really want to get into is haters versus supporters.
Yes. This is a must.
This is a must. And we talked about this. Well, we've talked about this before. Okay, so first thing is people being influenced and inspired by you. Versus quite literally just being a copycat. Like, just copying what you do.
Just completely copying what you do.
And it just makes no sense to me. So, like I said, it's like, there's, for me, there's nobody that I want to be like. There's nobody that I look at and I like, that I look at their stuff and I'm like, ooh, let me do that in the exact same way. I may, like I said, get an idea from over here, get an idea from over here, get an idea over from over here, and then combine them together with my ideas, and there we go. But I'm never just exactly copying. And I think that the main thing that we talked about too was, like, people furthermore not just copying the things that you do, but the way that you act, your personality, the things that you say. Like, that's what's
completely and totally taking your originality. I think for me it's crazy because, like you just said, you don't want to be like anybody, it just as much as I don't either. And I think it's crazy to me how someone could actually take every single last thing that you're doing. It's like, who are you? Why do you even think it's okay to even take someone's complete and total style, the way they talk, the way they dress? I mean, it's just completely, that means you don't even know who you are.
No, no sense of identity at all. Like for no real. Sense of identity.
You don't even know who you are.
You do not know who you are or what you're doing it for. Like, you know, when you are passionate and when you're doing something for yourself, like, you can do it, like, without any other help from anything else or anything. Like, you can literally pull ideas out of your own head and create them and bring them to life. When you're creating or doing something that somebody else thought, you got to wait until they do it.
But the funniest part about it that I think is so crazy is when you are copying somebody and you're doing exactly what they're doing, whatever the case may be, that passion is coming from somebody else. You don't even have it. So there's no way that you can be consistent in what
you're
doing.
There's no way.
There's absolutely none. And that's the thing that I think we've talked about too, when it's constant friends that are doing it too, because it's like, I've watched my friends who have copied everything that I've done. And then, you know, you go back and see, they're not even still keep doing it because they don't have no passion for it. Because it's not your true, it's not even something you truly even wanted to do. You just want to copy me.
And I would say, too, like, not even just people copying. Well, no, that's still copying, because I was going to say trying to do what I do, and then you're not able to do it. And why aren't you able to do it? It's because you don't even know what all I put in to do this. You don't even know what all I did to get. Like, you don't have no clue.
You don't even know how much work it takes.
You don't know. And I think that leads right into the next thing, which is, like, not having an ego and staying humble. It's like both of us. And that's, like, one thing that I really noticed about you is, like, just being humble. You know, you, like, I don't have an ego in anything that I do. I don't think that I'm necessarily better you know, or anything like that. Like, I just do what I do, and I'm confident in what I do. And that's just that. Like,
and just let it speak for itself.
And let it speak for itself. 100%. Too many people are, they, and that's why people prematurely announce things and talk about everything and tell everybody everything. No. Literally. No. I am very humble. I know everything that I have can be taken away from me. So, therefore, I am very humble and thankful.
You know what I think, too, though? I think sometimes being not humble. What is another word? The opposite word of being humble. I don't even know. Yeah, we're too humble.
Arrogant.
Yeah, arrogant. Yeah, arrogant. We don't know, guys, because we're so humble. We don't even know.
I'm so humble. I don't even know the opposite.
I don't even know. But the opposite of being arrogant, I think that's a fear tactic. I really do. I think that is you are being, that is you being afraid that you can lose everything. Or you just you being afraid that you have to prove so hard. Being humble is being stable within yourself. You know your capabilities and what you can do. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like, you know that you have that support system. You know what you can do. But when you are arrogant like that and you constantly have to prove, you constantly have to show everything that you have, you're not even, you don't know.
And that's what they say. Don't they say, like, the loudest in the room be the dumbest in the room or something like that? Like, the loudest person, the person out here being the loudest, doing the most. That's why I don't care. No, don't nobody know me. Don't nobody know what I'm doing. That's because I'm doing the most.
Yeah.
I'm doing the most.
Because I'm genuinely doing the most and my work is speaking for itself and they will find out eventually.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to know who I am somehow, some way. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing is right there where we were literally just at. It's just no friends. No friends in the industry. No friends in this industry. It's no friends. And I won't even say in this industry, girl, no friends at all.
No, like, honestly, like, let's just clear it all.
Look, us in here. No, we don't do friends.
Like, it's just, it's hard. It's like, I love, I think, to not go drastic, okay, I won't say no, absolutely no friends, but I would say keep a close ones around you.
Keep the close ones. And you were saying something earlier about praying. And praying about the people that you have around you.
It's very important.
Woo, because, like, literally, when you're a good person and when you're strong, confident, like, all that stuff stable, everybody will want to be a part of it. Ooh, let's talk about letting go of people that don't want to see you win and not trusting everyone in your life.
I think that's a big problem that I've had to get into, girl, because I am just... Everybody, oh, come,
the village,
you know, it's really a lot, and I've really just had to learn, like, why am I doing all of that? Like, when, and that's why I keep getting into this constant cycle, because sometimes when I be telling people some of my experiences, I don't want them to think that I'm a terrible person. It's just the people that I'm literally surrounding myself around, but I take fault in that, because I am choosing to let these people in my space,
100%.
You know what I'm saying? And so letting leeches, like what you just said, I feel like was so key when you were like, you know, when you are successful, when you are doing your thing, people really do want to latch on to that. And it took me a while to realize that because I'm just thinking we all, oh, they want to come because we can all get successful together.
And then when you really realize, like, why people be around you, people be around you for character development. Strictly for character development.
Girl, they're literally building their self up while you're drained out. That happens to me pouring, all the
You're shaking, trying to pour into them.
And they are just sucking it all in. Isn't that so crazy?
People will do that.
Because they're just trying to grow. Like, that's what they're using you for. But I'm not even like that type of person, so I can't even understand
I can't understand that mindset. I can't understand doing that to people, doing that to somebody.
It's wild
and feeling comfortable and confident. No, I could never, like, I couldn't even, I don't even like asking for what is it called when people owe you money, like, you know, like, what, payback or whatever. I don't even like asking for my money back from people around me. So
it's
like
awkward. It is
why
awkward.
Is that one of those things that's awkward but shouldn't be, like,
because it's my money.
It's definitely and like, even that's what I'm saying is, like, so I can't have nobody around me that, like, money is, because I will do anything for anybody that's around me. I will you know, so like, that's that part of it does suck. Is like, I do feel like in some ways I've had to change and the type of person that I am. It's like you just said, it's like, I used to have everybody around me for the vibes. Like, I used to really love, I have a huge family, so I've always loved, like, being around a ton of people. Now, I am the most in solitude that I've ever been in my life because I had to learn not everybody deserves to be around me. Like, literally, that's just as plain as it is. It's just, like, not everybody deserves to be around me.
And again, because we're so humble, we're just thinking, oh, like, you know, we're thinking wrong about the fact, or at least I'm going to speak for me, in a sense, I'm thinking it's wrong to be like, oh, not everybody deserves to be around me, because I'd be thinking, like, girl, who do you think you are?
Yeah, who am I?
Like, you know what I'm saying? But no.
But y'all, but people have shown me who I am.
And they constantly show me who I am, obviously. So
and,
I'm like,
and now that I know, too, like, now that I know, too, oh, yeah, no, I'm not going for none of that.
I'm not.
So then the next thing is, this is a good one, and we can end out on this, is how do you feel? Ooh, and I can't wait to say, like, because it's changed a lot for me, but how do you feel? Do you feel like, and this is for friendships and relationships, and we can really talk about family, too, for real, but do you feel like in your life it's like strike one, you're out, or do you give multiple? chances.
So I'm going to say this is a character development thing. This is a bad thing for me. I am a very strike one, you're out type of girl.
Literally, girl, me. I swear I don't play.
I really, and if it's the people that I love and it sucks, but sometimes I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. don't, like, no, do not.
Like, no.
I'm a very, because I don't play about my heart. And when I love people, I really do love people. So I don't play around. And so it's like, you, if you know that, you shouldn't even try to disrespect me like that, you know?
And I'm so, it's strict. Mm-hmm. It's,
We're going to let him start his engine.
Okay. He just got a haircut. He must be feeling himself. Is it the motorcycle?
Is that a motorcycle?
Girl, gotta be. Or is that this truck right here?
That's what I'm saying. I think it's the truck, but... Okay, can he, like, stop it, though?
Like...
That's going to be so loud.
That's going to be so... No, I know real, that's getting picked up.
What is he doing, Jordan? I can't see. Whoa.
Now, he was doing all of that.
That was a lot. Okay.
Lost my train of thought. Lord Jesus. Anyway, same with me. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely a strike one. You're out. And it sucks so bad. Mm-hmm. Like, it is definitely, I'm not an easy strike one, like, but I'm literally a strike one because I have to stand strong in the way that I feel like. And I'm literally an open book when you have a relationship with me. So if you know how I am with people, if you know, I literally had somebody tell me once, like, I know how you are with people. I know how you cut people off. And I never thought I'd be that person. Well.
Then you know me. Why are people forgetting, though?
Yeah, so I'm definitely strike one, you're out, and that is the end of it, honestly. All right, we're going to go ahead and finish out. We will have part two coming very soon.
Yes.
Thank you all for listening. Like I said, I will have all of her information linked below, as well as all of mine. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms so you can see whenever we do this again, whenever we collab again. There's many more to come.
Yeah, there is.
I feel like there's many more to come. I'm
like
so excited.
Enjoy the journey.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And I cannot wait to go on her podcast and dig deeper, talk about so many more things. We're so excited. Thank you all so much for watching and tuning in, and we will see you next time.
Thank you all. Bye. Bye.